Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Take a listen to actress Alicia Silverstone. She appeared in Rob Lowe's podcast a little earlier this week.
What I really love about Ireland, aside from the aesthetic, you know, the beauty of everywhere you turn, is the people. They are funny. They're so clever.
So funny.
And they're characters.
Absolute characters. Have you ever met a boring Irish person?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I came across this only yesterday and I thought it was absolutely fascinating. I mean, the idea that she hasn't come across ever a boring Irish person, maybe she hasn't met that many of us, but there's got to be plenty of boring Irish people out there. It is something I think we have a little hang up about, though. I think we as a nation think that we aren't boring, that we're great crack, we're great fun all of the time. 087 1400 106 is the number. Dervil's with me here on the line today. What's your experience? Are we boring?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you? How are things?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
No, we're absolutely not boring. No. No chance. No. I mean, I've lived in, obviously, in Ireland. I've lived in Australia and now I live in England. And yeah, no, we're definitely the best crack of them all. And I think I related mostly to Aussies. And it's funny, you know, they get the crack, right? The Aussies get the crack, but there's sometimes a little bit of depth that the Irish people have that is missing. And I think, with Southern England, it's a little bit of a struggle. There's, you know, people watch their P's and Q's a bit more, where the Northern English people here are great crack. But I think what Alicia Silverstone said there was great. Like, there is a bit of a different vibration and there is a generosity of spirit, and I absolutely relate to that.
So more so, like, that you think the Australians appreciate the Irish wit and banter, maybe a little more than the English.
Yeah, God, yeah, they love it. Like, but everyone loves the Irish. Like I was saying to your friend who called me there earlier, you know, we do find each other and we hear each other. If I'm at a work event over in London, you know, you can hear the Irish mile away.
Yeah.
It's either good or bad. We're drawn. People are drawn to the Irish. And I think it's because we're not afraid to say what we feel. We tell a good story.
I think that is a big part of it. It's the Irish ability to tell a story, isn't it?
Yeah. I do.
Mairead is with us too, Dervil, on the line. Are dull Irish people still more fun than other nationalities, Mairead?
Dull Irish people? No. I'd hate to be sitting beside one at a gathering. I'd be making my way towards someone that's witty and a good conversationalist. That type of thing, which is not always the case.
How frequently do you come across boring Irish people?
Oh, I'd say you could come across them any day of the week.
So they do exist. They are out there.
Of course they do, yeah. They exist everywhere. I think the Americans have a rosy-eyed view of Irish people in general.
Yeah, that, we sort of romanticise about it maybe a little bit.
Yeah, maybe they just meet up with people pleasers.
what about you, Ray? Do you think are Irish people...
We're the best crack in the world. There's no doubt about it. You look back through history. I mean, you know, we've had a culture that's been affected by famine and colonization and immigration. And it just became that humor was just our way of getting through it. And that's persisted. Isn't it great that we are great crack? I mean, even Churchill, he said, we've always found the Irish to be odd. They refuse to be English. And, you know, that's us in a nutshell. And like Dervil there, I lived in Australia. I used to get out the Father Ted tapes to my Australian friends. They couldn't get it. They didn't get the humour.
Oh, did they not?
No, they didn't understand the Irish Ted, the Father Ted humour. But nevertheless, they did kind of think, well, there's probably something funny in it. And you know what? You're a great crack around the barbecue anyway, so we'll keep you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Irish. The Irish are well known all over the world. In fact, I say to your researcher there, I spent a bit of time in Kuala Lumpur during the pandemic, a couple of months, and I was on the monorail going home one night, and I caught out of the corner of my eye an Irish pub. And that's where I decanted for my 3 months. The crack was mighty. And there was Australians, there was drillers from, you know, from Australia, England, everything. They all gravitated there for the word that is uniquely ours, crack.
Crack.
We went for the crack.
And it is the crack and it is the storytelling. And I wonder how much the pub culture actually features in that, Ray.
It lubricates it a little bit, doesn't it? We all know that. But nevertheless, it's the place we go. It's the, you know, as I get older now, I want to be there in the pub with friends, having the chats. And you know what? We have this thing when the conversation gets serious and it's political or it's religious, we go, sure, wasn't he great crack though? And it breaks the whole thing and we're back to who we are. So we've got this, and it's unique, I think, in the world, Andrea, that we have this word for who we are and what we are. Crack.
That's very
and it,
true.
And it covers not just the atmosphere of being together, but it's the togetherness. It's the fun. It's the humor. It's that psychology that we have developed, I think, out of adversity. But nevertheless, I think we're such a wonderful people, and it's lovely to be Irish, to travel the world and be appreciated
and
for what we are.
And to be so well received. And Derval, you've obviously experienced that too in living abroad and traveling, similar to Ray. Like we are very lucky in that we are so well received and welcomed by other nations.
Yeah, we are. Like, even before they get to know you and find out you're, you know, an awful donut, like, they immediately think you're great because you're Irish. And they do. Like, it's such a warm welcome, even like at schools here and everything. Oh, you're Irish. Oh, you know, it's great. Because I think it is. There is a lightheartedness to it. Now, it's not always sincere, you know, because we have this other
we can be right bitches, like, let's be honest, you know, but there is this sort of perception of, like, you know, the Germans and the, you know, the French that they're really boring, and the Nordic countries and the Norwegians that they're nowhere near as much crack as we are. But I wonder actually how true that is, Ray.
They're not. Look, they don't have the crack. Yeah. They even struggle to find words. You know, they can have words for fun or getting together for a drink, but they just don't have that all-encompassing term that we have for who we are. And true, we're not always, you know, true to our ourselves, but nevertheless, gosh, I'd find me an Irish pub in any part of the world and you'll find, you know, common ground and that commonality that we have.
Yeah, the shared love of the pub culture and the Irish as well. Go on ahead, Derval.
Yeah. Now, I feel like for me it is this bizarre like connection to our land or something that I have not experienced anywhere else. Like most of us are drawn back to Ireland in some way, and it's like that's what I lacked in Australia. It was this great crack, you know, really prosperous, but there is a connection to our land that I think brings us together and also gives us this a character and a self-assuredness that kind of, you know, enables us to kind of just say it as it is and be our own character in a way. And that's what I love. Yeah. That's what I love. And British people don't always welcome that about me. It's just telling the truth.
Well, I think there's a real confidence actually typically to Irish people.
Mm. Yeah, there is. Absolutely. Yeah, there is. And that's because, you know, we do. It's part of the storytelling, I think. We say it as it is. We're quite direct. And we do like to have the crack. And, you know, when it gets too serious, as our friend was saying there, we lighten it up a bit, you know. So, and that's appealing, especially in the world today.
Absolutely. Derval and Ray, Mairead, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.